This is your life. You get to choose. And I want to invite you into this idea and this real truth that you do have a choice, regardless of what the media may tell you. There's a lot going on that we can't control, but we can control our choices. We can control our attitudes. We can control our next steps. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. When you think about the season that you're in right now, how are you feeling? Are you feeling really energized and like you could keep going and going with no end in sight? Is your schedule just jammed with things that you're loving to do? Is it a combination perhaps of busyness as well as maybe some things that, you know, you could do without, but you know you need to do? Are you feeling energized? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling like I need this sprint to end so I can get some rest? You may find yourself waffling between the two, or you may find yourself full on in one or the other. But at some point, there comes the time where you need to slow down and take some rest. This is true of this time of year. I feel like every year it creeps up on us, right? We have our summer season, you know, and whether this is in the Southern Hemisphere or the Northern Hemisphere, because of the holiday season, which happens globally, there seems to be just this particular fourth quarter of the year energy that all of us experience as we're facing the start of a new year. This feeling of needing to complete everything, this feeling of needing to really reach those goals that we set at the start of the year. And it can be overwhelming at times. And we can feel like perhaps, you know, it's almost unattainable to be able to go for it and actually feel good at the same time. I really want to invite you into some taking some space for yourself so you can identify where you're at and how you truly want to be feeling. When I start out my years, I typically spend time really pondering about what I want the year to feel like. Obviously, there's certain things that I want to have happen. There's certain goals I want to achieve. There's certain relationships I want to create more depth in. There's certain experiences that I want to have. And I'm sure it's the same with you. Sometimes, though, it can feel like life starts to happen to us and we're just kind of floating along with this flow that, you know, we may have started the momentum of, but then it kind of took on a life of its own. And this can be exciting, right? It can be so exciting to just go with it. But then sometimes we can lose sight of if this is really meant for us or if we need to create some shifts and pivots. And so today, I just wanted to have you think about the way you approach your year and really identify where you're feeling you're at right now. Because as I mentioned, the start of the year, I plan things out. I really am intentional about how do I want to feel. Doesn't always line up with my vision, but it does give me a clear place to go back to in order to recalibrate. I find like I continually am recalibrating through the year. I'm on a flow, things are good. I have my set routines and then I have spaciousness and I have play and then I have my real focus times and I have some sprints and then I have some relaxation, reflection time. And then sometimes it just takes over. And the season that I'm in is one of a lot of collaboration. If you've been listening to the podcast, you've been hearing a number of book launches have come through. And I've been so thrilled and excited to see a few number one Amazon bestsellers come through this season. Friends of mine who are doing wonderful things. And I'm so excited. And so I invite you to go back to listen to some of those episodes. One was with Monica LeBaron, Sleep Simplified. One was with Leslie Kuster, and Seven Keys to Seven Figures. These are books you need on your bookshelf, number one. Number two, when we're collaborating, when we're going about doing these things, getting our voice out there and lifting up others and also really honing in on those things that we want to be doing, it can feel like we can't stop. It can feel like we need to keep going constantly. I really want to invite you into a space right now where you, even if you just mark it on your calendar, if you don't have time to do it in this moment, take stock of how your year has been going. Don't wait until December 31st to see how 2023 has gone for you. Do it now. This way you may be able to actually end off your year with a lot more power and presence because you're identifying what you want to shift. And I'm telling you, when we want to make these shifts and pivots, it's not like we make the decision, then it happens right away. It is a process. It can take weeks or months. It could take a whole quarter or two for you to identify some things you want to shift and actually see them come to fruition. This has been true for me for so much of my life. I'm in that season right now as well. And it's exciting. And sometimes it can be scary because you feel like, ooh, I need to make a decision. And how will this impact all of these things? And you know what? I find just when you really get quiet and get still, the power of this is really tuning in to what feels right in your soul for you. No one's going to be able to tell you that. And when you have a clear picture of what it is that you really, really want, when you get still and quiet to do it, the proper channels for you, the proper opportunities for you are going to open up, and it'll feel a lot less stressful and almost effortless in some ways. Not saying you won't need to put effort in to bring things to fruition, but sometimes the answers will come with so much clarity and they'll just land for you in a way that maybe you felt like you had to force and push before because everything was so noisy in your head. So today, I want you to look at sprint season with new eyes. I want you to right now, where you're at, I invite you to really take stock and see where you want to make some shifts. Even if it can't happen right in this moment, what do you want next month to look like? What do you want January to look like? What do you want the first quarter of your year to not only look like, but to feel like? This is your life. You get to choose certain things, right? You get to choose how you feel. Everything you do is something that creates a result, every choice you make. And I want to invite you into this idea and this real truth that you do have a choice, regardless of what the media may tell you. There's a lot going on that we can't control, but we can control our choices. We can control our attitudes. We can control our next steps. You are powerful. You are so much more powerful than you think. And I really want you to remember how magical you are. Tune in. The only way you can do that is when you are quiet with yourself. Make it a regular practice, and you'll be so amazed at the result of what happened when you actually know what it is that you want and you start to make the steps to go get there. I am here cheering you on. This is something that we love to talk about in the Seasons Collective. It is a place where you can access more pleasure and presence and play in your life while you're going through sprint season or rest season or creative season or connection season or collaboration season. Like, all of these things are part of your life, and you get to choose the intention with which you go after it. So I invite you to check out Seasons. The Seasons app is linked in the show notes. When you go there, you're going to get a cyclical primer that is a free 7-day experience, and it allows you to really identify what areas of self-care are optimal for you and where you want to elevate them. Because my belief is that when we are really tuned in to our needs at the deepest level, that's true self-care. And that is the foundation with which you can build a business and a life that you absolutely love and that you see beautiful things come from. And it's not only for you, it's for everyone. So check it out. I look forward to seeing you in another episode. We have a beautiful interview coming up on Wednesday. I just wish you all the best this week. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Big blessings.